The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her, for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word. These are the words of total surrender of someone who was chosen by God to be holy and blameless before him. The Holy Catholic Church celebrates the feast of the Immaculate Conception as a solemnity proclaiming that Mary was conceived without original sin, even before it was defined as a dogma in 1854 by Pope Pius IX. The bishops of the United States unanimously chose Our Lady as the patroness of the United States under the title of Our Lady of the Immaculate Conception in the year 1846. Since then, valuing her patronage over our nation, this feast is kept as a holy day of obligation. Barely 4 years after the dogma was proclaimed, the Blessed Mother identified herself at a grotto in Lourdes, saying, "I am the Immaculate Conception. in a vision to Saint Bernadette, a poor peasant girl of 14 years who had no theological background. It was truly a confirmation of the infallibility of the dogma. The Church always upheld that Mary was sinless from the time she was conceived, for God had preserved her without original sin, preparing a place for the Messiah to come into the world. The validity of the doctrine is evident in the greeting of Angel Gabriel when he addressed her, "Hail, full of grace." Gabriel did not address the Blessed Mother as Mary, but as full of grace or as highly favored one, because she wasn't just another woman. But being full of grace, she was to be the Mother of God. She indeed was so filled with the grace of God that no stain of sin could soil her life. As Saint Paul says, God chose her to be holy and without blemish from the beginning, without original sin, as a part of his salvific plan to send his Son into the world. However, God never took away her freedom, nor forced her. That is the reason why he sent the angel to seek her consent to be the mother of his Son. Mary lived her life blameless before God, continuing to be in the fullness of grace from the time she was born. She lived a life of total surrender to the will of God. That is what made her to say in humility, "I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me as you have said." Living in the fullness of grace, she was fully cooperating with the plan of God. There is no other human being who so fully cooperated with the plan of God. Her place in the Church can never be negated, for she brought forth the author of our salvation. Saint Paul would speak of Mary in contrast to Eve, as we heard in the reading today. Eve was created in the same way, sinless. The difference between Mary and Eve is that Eve misused the freedom that God gave her and chose to disobey God, thus causing sin to enter the world through her. Mary, on the contrary, used the freedom to continue in that fullness of grace in obedience to God, causing salvation to come into the world. For in the fullness of time, according to God's plan, God chose to send his Son into the world through a sinless virgin who never disobeyed God. The Church does not teach that Blessed Virgin Mary was or is in any way divine, as some of our Protestant brethren accuse us of. Rather, it teaches that she was fully human like any of us, except the fact that God gifted her with freedom from original sin at her conception. And that was the plan of God. Although she did not fully understand the plan of God, living in the fullness of grace that she received at her conception, she was able to surrender herself and respond with a definite yes. She believed that God, who has chosen her, will fulfill his plan through her as long as she lived in his grace. We too are chosen by God to be holy and blameless, as St. Paul is teaching us. He has chosen us and loves us just as the way we are. We are given the grace and mercy through Jesus Christ. But how much do we grow in that grace of God? How much effort do we make to be holy and blameless like our Blessed Mother? Do we believe that God has a plan in our life, and are we willing to give ourselves completely into his hand in humility and total surrender, allowing him to fulfill his plan in the way he chooses? Mother Mary is the perfect example of how God works through someone who always lives in his grace. On this feast of the Immaculate Conception, and all through this season of Advent, the Church is reminding us that we are invited to cooperate with the plan of God, saying yes. Like Mary, we are called to make a room for Jesus in our heart, cleansing it of all sin. We are called to shelter Jesus through our faithful witness. We are called to carry him everywhere as she carried him wherever she went. We are called to share him with everyone we meet. Let us pray through her intercession that we may live a life full of grace, and say together with her, "May it be done to me according to your word." I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus.